The question today is, why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, Sodom and Gomorrah were known as twin cities. And actually, there were actually five cities in that same region, believed to be where the Dead Sea's at today, somewhere in that vicinity. We don't know exactly. But it was destroyed by fire and brimstone because of the judgment of God being up on those cities. The city of Sodom was a city where Lot pitched his tent toward. First of all, toward the plains of Jordan because it was well watered. There's where it was very fertile. And when he and Lot's herdsmen of Lot and herdsmen of Abraham got into it with each other, Lot chose the plains of Jordan and went that way. Some people think Lot was saved at that time, and he was a backslider. But folks, Lot wasn't saved at that time. We've got a message that we deal with on when and where Lot was saved. Look at that, and I believe that shows us a little more about the principles of the Word of God. But Lot was a lost man when he went towards Sodom, and he got involved in the city of Sodom, in the gates of Sodom, and in the gates where the elders was at. He was like a city father. But the Bible does say in the book of Peter that his righteous soul was vexed. But it wasn't until the last couple of years or so that he was a saved man and he couldn't stand the sins of the city of Sodom. Now, we don't know, as we said, exactly where the cities are, but it's close to Zoar, because we do know Lot went out and went to Zoar after he got out of the city by the angels. And so it's believed to be in the area there. And because of all the eruption of all the tar and coal and brimstone and fire, whatever it was in the earth, as an eruption, it caused no doubt a caravan there, and the sea filled that up. And so that's believed to be the place. But when we think of Sodom, we think of the sin of homosexuality or of sodomy. That's where the name comes from the city of Sodom. Sodomy is the word which means a crime against nature. It identifies the homosexual crowd today. And it's the sodomite is one who practices sodomy. And that's a Bible word in that day. You realize Genesis 19:5, whenever the angels came over there to get Sodom, Lot out of Sodom, he said there these angels were looked on as men, and yet they went in Lot's house, and the men of the city, it says in verse 4 of Genesis 19, leaving the men of Sodom, they compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, and they they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in unto thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. Now that word know means to have intimate relations, sexual relations with the men, with men, which is against nature. And that's where the word sodomy comes from the city of Sodom, because it was noted for the homosexuality that was there at that time. Sodomy is against nature. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse number 26 and 27, this tells us that when man fails to look at the light God's given, fails to respond to that light, he becomes unthankful, and if he has ingratitude, it leads to ignorance. Even what light he has become darkness, and then that leads to idolatry, which in turn leads to immorality. And when man travels, makes choices to go down that road away from God, God said in His Word in Romans chapter 1, verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now that could apply to adultery and fornication and whatnot. But he also says in verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, but who is blessed forever. Amen. And then he said, for this cause, verse 26, God gave them up to vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In other words, it says it's against nature for men to go with men and women to go with women. And yet, he talked about which is against nature. They burned in their lust against nature. So it's all right for a man and a woman to have sexual relations, because that's God's way in the bonds of holy matrimony. Not outside. That's called a fornication, and it's wrong. It's sin, and it's not right. But it's natural for men to desire a woman and a woman to desire a man. God put that there, but it's unnatural. It's against nature for man to desire man and woman to desire woman. And that is sodomy. That is homosexuality. And folks, I want to tell you, they're not, men and women are not born that way. We've got a lot of people today who say that they're just born with that they can't help that. That's just the way that God made them. Not so. God made man, and he put some natural appetites and desires, but because of the depraved nature, and because of the society in which we live in, and because of upbringing, men begin to go against nature because God has pulled back the hedge. He has allowed men who have rejected the light that God gave them. He's pulled back the hedge and just pushed them, allowed them to go deeper and deeper into immorality. See, sin will carry you further than you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, and keep you longer than you want to stay. Now, sodomy is forbidden. The Bible says this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 23, verse number 17. He said in 23:17, he said there, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. In other words, it's forbidden. God said, you're not to be that way. That's against nature. It is sin, and it ought not to be. And so a sodomite, of course, is one who practices sodomy. He's a homosexual who has relations, men with men and women with women. Now, the Bible tells us this, and this is what it's referred to sometimes in the Old Testament, as it's talking about Leviticus chapter 18, verse number 22. He said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. So God refers to that sin of homosexuality as an abomination. Abomination is, and by the way, there's many things that's called an abomination, but one of them is the sodomite is called, and one who practices sodomy is called, it's called an abomination. Now, abomination, the word means filth. It means something disgusting. In other words, God said, if you practice sodomy, you are disgusting before an almighty God. Somebody said, is a homosexual saved? He can be, if he's not gone too far, but if he does, he ceases his homosexuality. Because the Bible said in 1 John 3:9, a man who practices sin naturally, in other words, what it means, he commits sin, who practices naturally, is not been born again, not been saved. Therefore, a one who continues in his homosexual lifestyle after he says he's saved, he's not saved. He's lying. He's been deceived by the father, his father, of the devil of this world. And therefore, it's disgusting in the sight of God. And we need to realize that God said he's against that. In fact, the Bible talks about some kings who removed the homosexuals or the sodomites out of the land, and God called them as doing right in the eyes of the Lord. And that moving them out wasn't just move them someplace else. They got rid of them. They killed them is what it amounts to. Now, I'm not advocating killing the homosexuals today, but listen, homosexuality is wrong. And that's one of the sins that caused Sodom and Gomorrah and the other three cities in that area to be destroyed in Lot's day, was the sin of homosexuality. But that was just one of the sins that brought the destruction. We can take a look at the Bible when we're asking the question, trying to answer it. Why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? We're just using the two names of the city because that's predominantly what the Bible does. Even though the others, and they weren't the main cities, but three more possibly was destroyed at the same time. But we know what the Bible says about why, what was the sin of Sodom. And we can turn to Ezekiel chapter number 16. You can read here as it talks about the sins of Sodom and mentions it. And one place it starts in verse 45 of Ezekiel 16. It said, thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband and her children. In other words, there's the first thing. And thou art the sister of thy sisters which loatheth their husbands and their children. And it goes on to deal with that. But it talks about the sin in that day and time of Sodom. In other words, they loathed their husbands and they loathed their children. The word loathe, of course, means to detest. It means to hate in that sense, to abhor, to despise, and reject. In other words, it said both the women both despised and rejected their husbands and their children. Folks, in America, that's exactly what's happening today. And I think this started in America after World War II, when women liked their freedom and didn't want their husbands to rule over them. But God said after the curse was placed, when Eve ate the fruit, and by the way, Eve was deceived in the transgression, but Adam was not deceived. He knew what he was doing. But the woman was deceived. Genesis 3:16 said about the curse, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So we see there, it says he's going to rule over. And after World War II, women liked their freedom, working in the plants and whatnot. And as a result, when they come out, the husbands come home, they wanted more, and they wanted to have their own bank account, do their own thing, and move out in the workforce, which God didn't tell them to do that. And yet they did that. And so they don't want the husband to rule over them. And God said, that's part of the curse. You're to submit to the husband, and the husband's to rule over you. Now, if the husband, he's not to be a dictator in that sense, a domineering abuser. That's not what I'm talking about. But if he meets his responsibility that God made the head of the house to be over that wife would be glad to submit to that husband. And so therefore, but what's wrong today? And by the way, Hebrews 13:17, he said, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, in context, I know that's talking about the pastor. He has a responsibility in the church, and the parishioners are supposed to obey him as he follows the Lord. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But this can be practically applied here in Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have rule over you. Submission is the problem. And the reason that a lot of people are not going to be saved today in these days is because they're not willing to submit to their head. And the husband's ahead, and wives not willing to submit to their head, they'll never submit to God when he speaks to their heart. And so, see, this is a problem in the day of Sodom. The wives loathed their husbands, and they loathed their children. They detested them, they rejected them, and they didn't meet their God-given responsibility. So this is just a scene the question is, of course, why did God destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, homosexuality is part of it, but there's also the sin of loathing their husbands. The women loathe their husbands. We'll deal more with this in the next broadcast. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.